Okay, this is Leave It or Double It, based on the translation of excerpts from articles appearing in La Stampa, newspaper in Torino, relating to John Cage and his appearance on the Italian television quiz show, Leave It or Double It, that took place in Milano in 1959. From La Stampa, on Friday, January 30th, 1959. Second player, Mr. John Cage, from New York. Strange and futuristic music composer and performer. Mr. Cage sat by a special piano, tweaked with nails, screws, and elastic bands, drawing unusual chords from it. The piece was entitled Amores, and it sounded like a funeral march. Mr. Cage participated as an expert on poisonous and edible mushrooms. He had no hesitation, hence, he easily succeeded. Quote, John Cage, an American very fond of mushrooms, left a very good impression. The lanky player revealed that he had begun getting into mushrooms while walking in the Stony Point woods near his house. He is now in Italy to perform experimental music concerts and play an extremely weird composition of his, made from shrilling squeaks and dreary rumbles via an expressly modified piano. Unquote. Okay. From La Stampa, Thursday, February 5th, 1959. Articles appearing in tonight's quiz show, second number, features Mr. John Cage, a crossbreed between a baseball player and a Marine. Italian television talk show. Mr. Cage, who has recently come to Italy to perform some experimental music concerts, was a sort of institution within New York University circles some time ago. On Friday, January, anywhere he went, students with Jerry Lewis hairdo and their female mates in blue jeans forsook their books and gathered around a jukebox. That's where Cage showed his incredible capabilities. He goggled his eyes with a disappointed face. He opened his long arms up and uttered weird guttural sounds from his mouth. The students happily danced to the rock and roll music around him. John Cage's tall figure, his Gary Cooper legs, assumed an amazing appearance and put up a scene that could be only comprehended within an American climate. But John Cage hasn't yet exhibited himself completely on Leave It or Double It. He's the kind of character that once he bursts out, he's hard to hold back. He once dragged a student marching band throughout the streets of New York, hazarding a bizarre imitation of what jazz used to be at the beginning. Only the police managed to stop Cage's tumultuous enthusiasm. He might unveil his capabilities tonight when he performs his already announced experimental music concert. John Cage will face the 640,000 lira quiz.
Shrilling squeaks and dreary rumbles via an expressly modified piano. Unquote. Thursday, February 5th, 1959.
from La Stampa, Friday, February 6th, 1959.
A crossbreed
with John Cage, futuristic music composer and mycologist,
Mr. Cage
has won the 640,000 lira prize.
Experimental music concerts.
Before entering the answering booth, he performed a concert entitled, quote, Daily Noises, unquote.
Students with Jerry Lewis hairdo,
instruments, and their female piano, which was scarcely used, two radios, a blender, a watering can, a wash tub, a whistle, a little firecracker, and other strange tools. Result, a carnival bustle. The audience enjoyed the joke and applauded.
The students happily danced to the rock and roll music around him. John Cage's tall figure, his Gary Cooper legs, assumed an amazing appearance and put up a scene that could be only comprehended within an American climate. But John Cage hasn't yet exhibited himself completely on Leave It or Double It. He's the kind of character that once he bursts out, he's hard to hold back. He once dragged a student marching band throughout the streets of New York, hazarding a bizarre imitation of what jazz used to be at the beginning. Only the police managed to stop Cage's tumultuous enthusiasm. He might unveil his capabilities tonight when he performs his already announced experimental music concert. John Cage will face the 640,000 lira quiz.
This one is from La Stampa, Friday, February 6th, 1959, but from page 6. And the other was from page 4.
Before entering the answering booth,
before facing the 640,000 lira question, which he would brilliantly answer afterwards, John Cage performed an experimental music concert expressly composed for the Italian television audience. The piece, if we would call it so, was entitled Water Walk. The imaginative American used a kettle, a bathtub filled with water, a blender, a toy fish, a firecracker, a watering can, a seltzer bottle, a bunch of roses, a whistle, and a couple of radios to execute the piece. The result of all this can be easily imagined. It seems that John Cage is about to repeat the piece in all the Italian cities he will go to for performances of his concerts. After which, he funnily admitted backstage, quote, I can commence my truck farming business, unquote. Thank you. Estampa, before facing Thursday, February 12th, 1959, on page 6.
John Cage performed
two players are running for the 1,280,000 lira question. Vincenzo Macaroni in the operetta category, and the American composer John Cage in the mushroom category. The long-legged young American with an open smile will perform again a brilliant solo. He's a quite appreciated composer among his family circle, totally into modern music rhythms. Last Thursday, he obtained a personal success. His strange concert amused the Italian TV audience.
John Cage is about to repeat the piece in all the Italian cities he will go to for performances of his concerts. After which, he funnily admitted backstage, quote, "I can commence my truck farming business," unquote.
Stampa, Friday, February 13th, in 1959. Last winning player, the American John Cage, composer of futuristic music. An already too much exploited, odd character.
Among his family circle, totally into modern music rhythms. Last Thursday, he obtained a personal success. His strange concert amused the Italian TV audience. Thank you. Friday, February 13th in 1959.
And also on page 6,
the American John
La Stampa, Friday, February 13th, 1959. Then the great ending featuring the American John Cage, who knows everything about mushrooms, took place. After he announced that there had been 180 people at his last concert in Padua, he introduced a funny recording of his last exhibition at Leave It or Double It. Basically, he made fun of the host, Mike Bongiorno, who looped into his, "I got it, I 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 got it." Cage was asked to indicate the size in microns of an enigmatic mushroom, and after thinking a few seconds, he answered, "From 12 to 15 microns." February 19th.
After he announced
in 1959,
180 people at his last concert in Padua,
the 2,660,000 lira question
at Leave It or Double It.
John Cage,
basically
an American mushroom expert,
Mike Bongiorno,
who will surely perform another so-called experimental music concert.
I got it. 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 Cage was asked to indicate the size in microns of an enigmatic mushroom, and after thinking a few seconds, he answered, "From 12 to 15 microns." Thank you.
Page 6 from La Stampa. It's a Thursday of February 19th in 1959. And on page 4 of La Stampa, on a Friday, February 20th, 1959.
Surely perform another so-called
another sloppy episode of Leave It or Double It. The players, and John Cage, the American composer of futuristic music. He got through.
Cage was asked to indicate the size in microns of an enigmatic mushroom, and after thinking a few seconds, he answered,
also on page 4
or double it
from La Stampa,
the players
on Thursday
and
February 26th, 1959.
Music.
Two players arrived at the final 5,120,000 lira question. Vincenzo Macaroni, a clerk from Rome who specializes in the operetta category, and John Cage, a composer from Stony Point, and a specialist on mushrooms. And then on page 6 from La Stampa, on Thursday, February 26th, 1959, tonight's main event will be John Cage's final trial. Mr. Cage is an expert on mushrooms and a composer in the field of so-called experimental music. Once again, the American citizen, whose offbeat concerts are already known throughout the country, will perform another musical hit.
clerk from Rome, who specializes in the operetta category, and John Cage, a composer from Stony Point and a specialist on mushrooms. And then on page 6 from La Stampa, on Thursday, February 26th, 1959. Tonight's main event.
And finally, on page 4 of La Stampa, on Friday, February 27th, in 1959. Yesterday's quiz show has been sloppy, despite a new brilliant player and John Cage's great finish. John Cage, the great American mushroom expert, looked a lot more determined. During the first question, he had to complete the analytic key of the Polyporaceae, from which 4 names were deleted. He did it without hesitation, as well as adding the name, color, shape, width, and length of a particular mushroom, whose picture was shown to him shortly after. Nevertheless, the very last question, the 5 million lira one, shook his nerves and turned his blood cold. John Cage had to spell the 24 names of the white-spored Agarici. 24 questions in one. A very tough question, even for a real mushroom expert. However, John Cage, a little bit sweaty this time, quickly pronounced all of them in alphabetical order. A triumph. While he was receiving audience applause, he thanked the mushrooms and all the people of Italy.
was receiving audience applause. He thanked the mushrooms and all the people of Italy.